Ileana Torres is being fitted for her quinceañera dress at a Salem shop that specializes in them. Quinceañeras are one of the ways that Oregon Latinos maintain their traditional culture while being part of the broader society. Quinceañeras once were a way to present girls as ready for marriage. Now they're a rite of passage when, at the age of 15, girls like Ileana are expected to take on more responsibility.
It means me becoming a woman and growing into maturity and having my godparents be my mentors during life. I'm very excited.
Her dress, meant for a church ceremony and a huge party months down the road, is a kind of sequined white ball gown with a bolero jacket, bracelet, necklace, and tiara.
I love it. I feel like a princess.
When she puts it on for the first time, her mother tears up.
She's so big now, and yeah, just seeing her grow up and seeing her in her dress. She looks beautiful.
Back at home, Ileana, her mother, and her father, Antonio, taste cake samples.
These are different. This is leches. Choco flan. And this was just regular cake.
So far, I like the choco flan tres leches.
Tres leches is sponge cake soaked in milk. Lauren Chavarria, a Spanish professor at Oregon State University, says quinceañeras can easily cost $10,000 or more.
Families save from the moment that the daughter is born. They are looking 15 years from now. It's a way to recognize that you have something precious for you, your daughter. And you really want to throw everything through the window, as we say in Mexico, echar la casa por la ventana, to really have a fancy celebration.
Some in the Latino community question the spending when there are other needs, but maintaining cultural traditions has even been shown to have a positive health impact, and the Torreses make sure that their purchases stay in the community. There is another important aspect of quinceañeras that has little to do with parties. It's a time to find padrinos, sort of life guides for your children.
If something happened to the mother or the father, the padrinos would be the people that would kind of adopt your child and be responsible for that child to be raised within the church and in the faith. In the United States, it is a coping mechanism. We don't have blood relatives, so we create social relatives.
As Antonio Torres points out, the padrinos also play a financial role.
We've approached our friends and say, you know, are you willing to be padrinos? And we've had friends who have said, yes, we will. We had an individual for her dress. I asked him, and he said, I'd be honored to buy the dress.
The dress fitted, the cakes chosen, the padrinos in place. Time to interview choreographers. First, they talk to Juan.
With the dances, you want it more traditional, right?
Yes. So we want to do the waltz. Uh-huh, you know, el vals.
But Paula gets the job and leads a group of four friends of Ileana's, who will be called chambelanes, through weeks of practice for special quinceañeras dances.
Your guys' line is going to be the chandeliers. Okay, ready, guys? Let's go. Manos atrás.
One reason for the popularity of quinceañeras is that fourth and fifth generation Mexican Americans in Oregon are rediscovering their roots. First the language, then ceremonies like this one. And then there are first generation Americans like Marlene.
I was born in Mexico City, and I grew up with a little bit of the moral traditions, and I have embraced them. We try to keep as much and hold on to as much as we can to pass it on to the younger generation, which are my kids.
Quinceañeras are an example of how, with Latinos, church and society are very intermingled. Finally, it's Quinceañera Day. They're so popular that the church, St. Vincent's in Salem, holds three at a time.
Buenas tardes y bienvenidos a los papás, padrinos, amigos.
The three quinceañera señoritas, including Ileana and their courts, form a procession in the church while a choir sings. Then there's a banquet in the ballroom of the Reed Opera House in downtown Salem, after which the dance performance is introduced. All followed by dancing late into the night. In Salem, I'm Jacob Lewin, KLCC News.